Finally today, a little guerrilla art. Back in 2003, the provocative British artist Banksy walked into the Tate Gallery in London and glued a painting to the walls. Made big news, but he wasn't the first one to do that. A decade earlier, an unknown Israeli artist wanted to be discovered so much that he pulled off a similar stunt over and over again. Daniel Estrin has that story from Tel Aviv.
Here's the end of the story. He made it. Eliezer Sonnenschein became a successful artist, and he didn't even go to art school. He was chosen to exhibit at the Venice Biennale, which, in the art world, is kind of like winning the Oscar. And all this success didn't surprise him.
It was like, I think I deserve it. If you feel like you deserve something, you don't really get excited when you get it.
I have to say, you sound pompous. You sound like you have an ego.
Maybe I'm stupid, but I'm talented. I exhibit in the Venice Biennale. I didn't choose myself there. I was invited to all kinds of exhibitions. I didn't push myself there. They wanted me there.
Here's the backstory. When Eliezer was in his 20s, he studied graphic design and worked in advertising. But he really wanted to be an artist, so he started shopping around his work to galleries in Tel Aviv. But he says no one paid any attention to him because he didn't have a degree in art.
You go to a gallery or to curator, and the first question, where did you learn? Not what did you do?
Eliezer did not want to play by the rules. You know, go to art school for 4 years, make nice to the teachers, network at art openings. And so Eliezer came up with a shortcut to artistic fame. He broke into the Tel Aviv Museum of Art. He was like an art thief, with one major difference. Art thieves sneak art out of a museum. Eliezer sneaked his art into the museum. It wasn't much, a whiskey bottle painted in militant colors, red, white, and black. It was up for a few days till the museum staff finally took it away. So he went back with a new painted bottle. This happened again and again. And then he took things up a notch. An exhibit of contemporary Israeli artists was about to open at the Tel Aviv Museum. Eliezer, of course, wasn't invited. So he came up with a plan. He called the museum guard and impersonated the curator.
So I called him, telling, listen, there's this artist, his name is Eliezer. He didn't manage to exhibit with all the artists in this exhibition that I did. Please don't make any problem with him.
And it worked. The guard let him in with his artworks.
I checked for the best one, and I drilled in the wall.
And he hung up his art. At some point, the museum staff called the curator, Itamar.
They asked me if a certain work is part of the exhibition which I had curated. And I said, no, it's not. What shall we do with it? I said, remove it.
Soon after, he ambushed another exhibit at the museum. Here's senior curator Ellen Gintone.
I was called, summoned by our guards. Come, please, please do come. Somebody left some shit in your exhibition.
He'd sculpted feces on top of pasta and cigarette boxes, an artistic dump on mainstream consumer culture. And the curator? She loved it. She invited Eliezer to be an official part of the exhibition. The feces remained, and Eliezer got his fame. He's been a successful artist ever since. So you could say Eliezer hacked the system, challenged the art establishment. But the opposite is also true. He didn't shatter the museum's authority. He strengthened it. That's what curator Itamar Levy says.
You can fool the museum, but the bottom line is that you want to join the party.
Actually, he was exactly what the museum needed, an underdog.
Art evolves in this way, not only art, not just art.
Curator Ellen Gintone, who gave Eliezer his big break.
The youngsters have to push their way into the system, and then they become part of that system. And new young people come and push their way in.
And sure enough, on the opening night of Eliezer's first solo exhibition, that's exactly what happened. A young Israeli art student crashed his exhibit. She put colored stickers all over the walls. Eliezer Sonnenschein took one look, smiled to himself, and thought, cool. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Tel Aviv.
A version of this story first aired on the Israeli radio program Israel Story. The World's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris studios here in Boston at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. Have yourselves a great weekend.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston, supported by the PRI Global Reporting Fund, providing in-depth reporting on a diverse array of important topics, including global health. Donors include Marguerite Steed Hoffman and Blythe Brendan Mann Foundation. By the Skoll Foundation, supporting innovative solutions to the world's most pressing problems with the Skoll Award for Social Entrepreneurship. More at skoll.org. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting. By the Ford Foundation and the PRI Ambassador Council, whose members include the Rose Family Fund, the Tagney Jones Family Fund, and Roger Hale and Noor Hall. And by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives. GatesFoundation.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.